the elders and you for the opportunity to present this lesson. I'll be moving through it fairly quick because there are a lot of points in it and I don't want it to run too long. But I think it's an important lesson and timely for us here. Many troubles have come to many people here recently. We hear about some of them, we read about some of them in the bulletin. Some I'm sure we never hear about them. The things I was going through when I wrote this lesson wouldn't have been things I'd have shared with anyone. Been embarrassed to talk about how they bothered me. But in this life, we will face troubles. And we need to remember that God does care for us and look at some of the promises he's made to help us in our troubles. First, I want to look at the topic that we will have troubles in this life. Whether they're spiritual problems, whether they're sickness, the loss of those close to us, relationships with family, friends, financial, or other, we will have problems. We often feel we should be exempt from these things, but that isn't what God's promised us. God's promised to help us in handling our troubles, not that we won't have them. In fact, quite the opposite's true. Jesus was careful to warn his disciples that they would face troubles in their lives. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Sometimes what we're going through may even make us feel like Moses. Good times didn't feel he could bear all that he faced. It's kind of disturbing some to read, but in Numbers 11:14-15, Moses said, I'm not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, for I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Sometimes the things we're going through are so overwhelming we feel there's no way I can handle it. We need to remember, God allows us to face problems, but God is in control, limiting them. First, I want to look at Job 1:12-13 and see the example there. So the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Who caused the problems Job faced? You see, very clearly it was Satan that was doing this. But who set a limit on it? Who told Satan what he could not do? God did it. And that we will find that true in the things we face. Satan causes the problems. Never blame God. Satan's the one who caused it. Although sometimes we do find that we cause it ourselves, but that's often not true as well. But God remains in control. Now, the promise we have today is in 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Again, we know that Satan is the tempter, but who will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we're able to bear? God. God is on our side, and He knows our frame. He knows our limits. He won't allow us to bear things more than we are able to handle. God also helps us to keep our trials in perspective. What God has in store for us is so glorious that anything in this life isn't even worth comparing to it. Paul went through persecutions that I couldn't even imagine. But listen to what he was able to say in Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And you remember that he went through the shipwrecks, the beatings, being left for dead. And still he was saying, these aren't even worthy to be compared. All too often we get caught up in what is happening in this life. But in this grand scheme of things, time-wise, in the scope of eternity, we need to realize that these trials we're going through, as awful as they are, really only last a short while. As it says in James 4:14, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. God also gives us guidance also in another way in how to face our trials. For me, at least, in thinking that whatever I face will go on and on, that gets me to the worst. But God tells us to face each day without being anxious for the next. Focus on what is now, and not focus on the fact that it sometimes seems endless that we're going through. Focus on today. Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. We need to take one day at a time and focus on what God would have us to do today. We also need to remember that God can cause good to come from our trials. Even though Satan caused a thorn in the flesh for Paul, who in the verse we'll read in a second called it a messenger from Satan, God was able to use it to help Paul see his dependence on God and his grace. 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. And lest I shall be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul recognized that the thorn in the flesh was a messenger of Satan. Certainly it wasn't something he wanted to go through. He prayed multiple times that it be taken away from him. But the answer from God was that even though this is difficult to go through, it can accomplish good in your life. And we need to remember that, although it's tough when you're in the middle of situations, good can be accomplished even through the awful things we go through. Trials can help us develop perseverance, maturity. Without them, we'd be weak. You think of athletes that train. They have a saying, no pain, no gain. If you aren't pushed to the limit, you don't get better. The following verse certainly represents a challenge to us in how we should think about trials and troubles facing us. James 1:2-3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. And that's a tough one. I certainly often don't count it all joy when I'm facing difficulties. But he's telling us we should. That's the attitude we should have, realizing that good will come from it. We also have a promise from God that he can cause good to come out of all the things that happen to us. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Just like with the example we had earlier with Paul, it doesn't mean that God causes all the things we go through. We see in some of the examples we've already looked at, Satan definitely caused them. But even when Satan does his worst, God can still cause good to come out of it. Almost reminds me of like a cartoon where the coyote's trying his worst, but it doesn't work. Satan tries his worst, and God turns it around for good. Also in our trials, we learn things that will help us in helping others. In 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. One of the purposes for what we go through is that we can learn to help comfort others when they go through their troubles. And all these things, though, the next thing I want to look at regarding the troubles is that God does watch over us and He protects us. In particular, I'll be reading a number of verses from Psalms. Psalms gives us a lot of encouragement in this area. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. We need to remember that God will never forsake us. He's always there, available to help us, ready to help us. Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. In Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 37, verse 28. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Psalm 31, verse 23. O love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Psalm 116, verse 6. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. We see many verses, and for me, the repetition here helps. You hear something once, but when God says over and over, I do take care of my people. And I think he put this in here because when you're going through troubles, you need to hear it over and over for it to sink in because you're so distracted by all the things you're going through, all the difficulties. And if that wasn't enough, there's a couple other things in Psalms. He promises that even his angels will guard us. And with God, we shouldn't need more, but somehow it seems comforting that we have this addition. Psalm 91, verses 9 through 11. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, no evil shall befall you. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. God not only directly takes care of us, his angels help take care of us. And again, we may feel like Moses, how can I get through whatever I'm going through? And sometimes others won't know what we're going through. Sometimes it is important that we are able to help each other, and we should share our problems so that people will. But God will strengthen us. He'll give us strength to handle the situations we're in. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. And this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. And God, sometimes we feel, I don't know what to do in this situation. But God guides our way, and he will make our pathway firm and clear. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 34. And sometimes that's part of what makes it difficult. Is we seem to not know what to do. Psalm 37, 23, 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. He guards us, and he has ultimate victory in store for us. Proverbs 2, verses 7 and 8. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield for those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. And we need God's help. There are many times we think we know the answers, but we have to realize God's ways are higher than our ways and see what he has to say about the situations we're facing. Try to follow God's will in whatever we're facing. Again, that's not easy when we're going through it, because when you go through troubles, it's easy to get real focused on yourself. But that isn't the answer that'll get us through things. One of the things that helps us to avoid that is to know that God is there and that he listens to us, and particularly he listens to our prayers. Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. We may only be able to cry out, but God is there to listen for us. And the promise he's made is that he will deliver us out of our troubles, out of all of them. Psalm 34, verses 17 and 19. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as all as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We see in just this small section of verses, twice he says it's all our troubles that God will take care of. All of our troubles that he's talking about. Psalm 91, verses 14 and 15. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Again, God hears us and will help us in whatever we're facing. We need to remember that prayer is a powerful tool. Sometimes we forget that God has given us this. He tells us how effective prayer is in James 5, verses 13 to 16. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We need to be steadfast in our prayer. It says a fervent prayer is the effective prayer. And we should have confidence in approaching God in prayer. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him. Again, God's promised that if we ask according to his will, he will help us if we ask. Sometimes when we're going through things, though, it seems tougher than that. Sometimes we seem like we don't even know what to ask for. We're so confused by the situation we're in. And even that's discussed in the Bible. Romans 8, verses 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And sometimes the things we're going through are like that. We can't even put it into words. We just know that it's a problem. And it says there, the Spirit helps us with our prayers to God in expressing what we need. And God will help us in these things. He will give us peace. Reminded of the common Psalm, Psalm 23, I'll read just verses 1 to 4. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then over in Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. We can be at peace, again, knowing that God is in control. We will face many issues in this life. Satan can cause many problems, but God's the one that's in control. This is the same God that created the whole world, the whole universe, everything in it, in just 7 days. And that God cares for us. We have to realize, if he can do that, he certainly has the power to handle whatever we're facing. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. We make our requests known to God. We know that God has the power to handle whatever, and then we can be at peace. Yes, we'll still be going through the difficulties, but we realize it isn't all of our responsibility. We don't have to take care of everything, that God will handle it. Certainly, God always expects us to do our part. Unless I remember once from when I was my kid's age, someone used the example of when Lazarus was raised. He said, people, roll the stone away. Lazarus, come forth. People, unbind him. Certainly someone that could say, Lazarus, be raised from the dead, could have rolled the stone away, could have unbound the things. But he left people to do their part. And we do have to realize that God will leave us what we're able to do. He will handle the things we aren't able to do. This God that's so great in power, he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. And also know that God has promised good things to us. He won't withhold anything good from us. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And he does fulfill our desires. Psalm 145, verses 19 to 20. Psalm 145, verses 19 to 20. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. In the common verse, most of us could quote, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We don't have to see all the answers. God's able to do more than we can even imagine. And if you look back on things you've gone through, you may see that the answers weren't in the directions you imagined. God solved it in ways that you didn't imagine. We need to trust in God. We need to know that He knows what's best. And we'll take care of things in His time. We think we know what's good, and we always want things handled right now. But we need to trust in God. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. We need to not trust in our thoughts to think that we have to figure it all out, but to look at what God has said to do it, and trust that in His time God will take care of things. One lesson I want us to take from this. While certainly some of God's blessings are to all people, Matthew 5 talks about that He sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. I want you to look at the verses we've looked at in this lesson and notice how many times He has made special promises to us, the people that trust in God. We see, no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear Him. The steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears. God takes special care of those who are His. And in particular to any listening, particularly those listening on live stream, that's an important thing. We need to be God's person. We need to do the things that He has said. As we get into on Wednesdays in 1 John, it isn't enough to say, I love God, but if you love God, you will obey the commandments He has given us. We need to obey the things that God has given us. I thank you for this opportunity to present the lesson.